This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. And this is something of great concern to me. Real journalists being copied by AI and turned into fake TikTok accounts. Let's find out more from Julie Smith. She's a media instructor at Webster University, also speaks internationally on media issues, and an author as well. Julie, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you bet.
What is happening? This is a story that was broken by NBC. Give us a few details of this situation.
So there's a journalist named Jorge Ramos, and he was with Univision, the Spanish language channel, for 40 years as a journalist. He was one of the best known Spanish language journalists. It turns out that there was a network of about 90 different TikTok accounts using fake images of him spreading ridiculous junk. There was one clip of him claiming that Barron Trump had stormed into the United Nations. Just outlandish stuff. And it really concerned him as a journalist because he doesn't know how to get that trust back. And as you know, that's the most important thing.
That's your currency.
That is your currency. So he has now done a lot of TikTok videos, ironically, telling people this is how you know if it's really me, et cetera, et cetera. And it all goes back to that lateral reading that we've talked about before, Megan. Like, if you see a TikTok that says Barron Trump stormed into the United Nations and no one else is talking about that, isn't that kind of a clue that it probably didn't happen, right? But here's why they do it, and I think this is really interesting. It's called engagement farming. So these accounts will use famous people to increase engagement because they're famous people, right? And then they can monetize that TikTok account. Then they sell the account, and then the purchaser of that account will change the theme or change the topic. So they use this to build the account up and monetize it and then turn around and sell it. But they're spending journalists' credibility to do this. So I think it's a real mess.
And probably for most journalists, they don't have the financial wherewithal to try to launch an investigation and a lawsuit against these individuals. It's probably internationally done, so it's hard to track, I would imagine.
Yeah, most of them are actually in Malaysia. So it's impossible to track. And even if you flag these to TikTok, TikTok has 23 million videos that are uploaded every day. So it's almost impossible for them to do any content screening.
I think what disturbed me about this story in particular that NBC did, and I'm sure it's happening, in other languages, but the fact that this was targeting a largely Latino audience, which we know, especially in this country, there's been a real challenge, for example, around elections, to get accurate information into the Latino community from people they trust.
And I think that these accounts are exploiting that.
Yes.
Especially since Jorge Ramos was with Univision for 40 years. He's well known and well respected, and now he's really having to earn that back.
That is media expert Julie Smith joining us this morning on KMOX. Thanks so much.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.